Hey guys, it's Connor again, and it's possibly going to be my final report. My predictions for the Final Four: Ohio State, Duke, Kansas, and Pittsburgh. I guess Pittsburgh won't be in it now since they lost to Butler by 1 point. I have Ohio State beating Syracuse in the Elite Eight. I have Duke beating SDSU. I have Kansas beating Notre Dame, and I did have Pittsburgh beating BYU. But I now think it will be BYU beating Wisconsin. So I have Ohio State playing Duke and Kansas versus BYU. My Final Four game is going to be Ohio State versus Duke. Both teams are easy to compare and not easy to compare. I will start with not easy. Duke likes to play all their players each game. So some players will rest and some players will won't. While Ohio State just plays 7 or 8 of their players per game. Duke likes to get the ball inside and try to do a jump hook with one of their big guys. And Ohio State throws the ball inside to Jaren Sullinger, and they either have William Buford or preferably John Diebler on the outside in 3-point territory. So Jaren Sullinger can do a hook shot or kick it out and get a 3-point and to Diebler or Buford and they can get a 3-pointer. So far, Ohio State has been cruising through the tourney. The closest someone has come to beating Ohio State is 29 points. That was Texas San Antonio. The game Ohio State had today versus George Mason was even worse than that. It was a 32-point deficit. Duke's closest game was 2 points, and that was today versus Michigan. But the other game they played, they won by 42 points, and that was versus Hampton. It should be an interesting matchup, and I can't wait to watch. My other Final Four matchup is Kansas, who's going to play BYU. It should be a good matchup because BYU has a number one leading scorer in Jimmer Fredette. If BYU didn't have him, where do you think they would be today? Who is he supposed to guard? Because he sucks at defense, though. Kansas will win without Davies. Without BYU having Davies. No one can help with the switch defense to help Jimmer if he gets beat. So I think there will be a blowout if the Kansas Jayhawk coach can figure that out. If he is smart, he should be able to figure that out. And if Jimmer gets beat because Kansas is fast, then who knows what the score will be. In the championship, I am seeing Ohio State versus Kansas, just like the president. It should be a good game because both can guard and shoot very well. The difference is Ohio State is a better shooting team inside and out, but Kansas is great in transition and is a very fast-paced team. If Ohio State lets Kansas make the pace of the game, it will be a long game for the Bucks. If the Jayhawks leave any Ohio State player open, Ohio State will find and take that and take advantage, which will lead into the defeat of all the Jayhawk players and coaches. I think the Ohio State Buckeyes will be our 2011 National College Basketball Champions.